You know, truly following Jesus Christ, truly seeking out and exposing the truth and fighting for your family and fighting for your people and fighting by de facto for millions of other families and fighting for millions of kids, including your own, these have never been safe things to do. No, these things, to the contrary, actually, since the very beginning of time, have been inherently dangerous things to do because these are the things that truly make a man free. These are the things that pull him up from the fallen state of the world and give him salvation and give him purpose and drive. So when you truly fight for Christ, when you truly fight to find the truth and expose it, when you truly fight for what's right, you, of course, will be attacked. Jesus Christ promised us that. If you should follow me, you will be of the most persecuted people in the world. So you can expect, of course, that there will be walking and talking demonic freak shows who set upon you and set upon your family and do everything that they can to try to intimidate you and to put you in physical danger so that they can shut you up permanently. But of course, they can only do these things if you let them. They can only win if you let them win. They can only win if you back down or if you backpedal or if you grovel and apologize, even when you have done absolutely nothing wrong. Otherwise, you'll just steamroll them. Because no matter what, no matter how long it takes, if you are with the truth and if you are with Jesus Christ, you will crush them. Because these people are weak. These people are cowards. These people are the money changers that Jesus Christ beat with his belt. They are the synagogue of Satan that Jesus and the Bible warns us about. They're the fake, money-grubbing Christians who worship at the altar not of Jesus Christ, but at the altar of the foreign, homosexual, illegitimate, fake nation-state of Israel. And one of these people is this fake pastor called Mike Montgomery of Calvary Chapel in Red Wing, Minnesota. This guy is completely obsessed with me. And since this sick and deranged obsession began, he has stalked me outside of my home, where he waited on me, where he laid in wait for an extended period of time so that when I walked out, he could berate me for my stance on Israel and Jewish supremacy. He screamed at me in front of my three young children and said that my prayers would be hindered and go unheard because Jews are God's chosen people or something. And because I won't grovel to the Jew, I should never tell anyone ever again that I'm a Christian. Because according to Mike Montgomery, a so-called pastor, I'm not a real Christian. This is a pastor who has actively attempted to interfere in reconciliation attempts between myself and my former wife, the mother of my only three children. As a matter of fact, he screamed at me in a packed, full, capacity-filled coffee shop about his efforts to stop that reconciliation while claiming that I would burn in hell for the release of my upcoming film Occupied, which absolutely blows the lid off of the Jewish, Christ-hating central banksters and global subversives who this fake pastor gets down on his knees for. And just recently, just the other day, this fake pastor saw me in traffic and followed me to a gas station, to a diesel pump, where he stared at me awkwardly, knocked on my truck window, lucky he didn't get shot, and then proceeded to call me a racist. Which, who cares? Because to any self-respecting white person, that should be taken as a compliment. So as I said, I had a run-in with this freak just the other day, and I got it on video. He didn't have nearly as much to say, of course, when I put the camera on him, because he's low test. Like everyone else who worships Jews and supports the wholesale murder of Christians and Muslims and babies by Jewish hands. Watch this. Huh? This is fake Pastor Mike Montgomery stalking me at a gas station.
Why are you pulling up, coming up to the window of my truck and stalking me outside of my house and making a scene at coffee shops? And you call yourself a pastor? Oh, and then cheering against the reconciliation of a marriage. Is that what you do? It's Mike Montgomery, phony fake pastor. Calvary, quote unquote, church, Red Wing, Minnesota.
You don't even go to church.
You don't know anything about me.
Yeah, you don't even know theology. You say you're a Christian, you're not. So, you can post this. I really don't care.
Good.
Yeah. You should leave. Go somewhere where you have some friends.
You should leave. You should go somewhere where you have some friends. I mean, that sounds like some kind of a Jewish mafia intimidation tactic. Like, if you don't go willingly, well, then we, the tribe, will just get rid of you. So here's some advice. Why don't you go somewhere where you have some friends? Do yourself that favor and your kids, because it may save their lives. And then he was screaming at me about theology. You don't even know theology, Stu. So did Jesus Christ, or somewhere in God's word, in the gospel, has it ever been said that as a prerequisite for the eternal salvation of your soul, the way to the hand of God, the way, the light, the door, as we all know, is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, to proclaim him your Lord and Savior, to hit your face, to repent, to be baptized in his name, to seek out the church of Christ. Jesus Christ made it very clear, the easy way to eternal salvation. But nowhere in there did Jesus Christ tell us that you needed to study theology at some Schofield Bible study church school. This guy obviously has a few screws loose. A lot of screws loose. This guy has twisted and perverted the word of God, the legacy of this world's king, Jesus Christ, and has used it to promote the most disgusting, degenerate, homosexual, genocidal, fake nation state in the history of the world. A place that's not even full of biblical era Jews, but instead is full of Eastern European crooks and vampires and plague spreaders. A bunch of Khazars who took up the satanic mantle of Judaism and of Christ killing and used it to subvert and subjugate Christendom. Their entire claim to fame is that they are the descendants of the people who murdered Jesus Christ. But in reality, at least for the vast majority of these people, they're not. Instead, they're the descendants of Silk Road criminals and loan sharks from modern-day Ukraine who have been run out of every country that they have ever occupied for obvious reasons, except this one. And if you really want to know just how crazy, just how fanatical these Jew-worshipping Calvary Chapel people are, well, then we can refer to one of its fake church's best-known members, none other than Florida Congressman Brian Mast, the psychotic Judeo-Christian Zionist who joined the IDF to fight for Israel and then wore his IDF combat uniform to work on Capitol Hill as a sitting member of the United States Congress. And while Brian Mast helped his Jewish paymasters and handlers and overlords shake down the government and shake down the U.S. taxpayer, you, for hundreds of billions of dollars to run a genocide of Palestinians and establish an empire of greater Israel that spans the Middle East, overwhelming the Christian West with Third World War refugees in the process. When Israel let Hamas enter their country, when Israel firebombed their own civilians, inundated the world with propaganda, and started the march down the road to World War III, Brian Mass was there to secure their blank check, to secure their license to kill. And fake Jew-worshipping pastor Mike Montgomery, you damn right he was cheering them on. These people are extremely devoted to this. They are devoted to worshiping and to serving Israel. They are obsessed with this. And they're devoted to destroying anyone who doesn't fall in line. They think about this stuff all the time. They think about this stuff around the clock. It keeps them up at night. They think about this so much so that Mike Montgomery has an entire X account that he's devoted to yours truly. I'm not kidding. This guy follows me on X and spends an extraordinary amount of time responding to every single one of my posts and talking all about me. This is his profile's reply section. It's like a Stu Peters fan page. I mean, look at this. Every single one of my posts, there's Mike Montgomery with a reply. A hateful reply. A reply from a so-called pastor who actively cheered against the reconciliation of a marriage. If you didn't catch that, you can check all of this stuff out for yourself along with anything else that this freak has to say. His X profile is at Montgomery5. That's F-I-V-E, at Montgomery5. This guy is a complete and total lunatic, and he should be thrown in jail for stalking or into a mental institution for obvious reasons. It is a complete and total disgrace that someone like this has jurisdiction over anyone or anything, let alone at a church. Let alone a place that claims to preach the word of God. And if I had to guess, I would imagine that this fake pastor, Mike Montgomery, is working with others to stalk me, to stalk my family, to harass us, and to potentially compromise our security and our safety. He's not the only person who's shown up at my house. These people have boundary issues. They're unhinged. They're mentally ill. They're violent. And they need to know right now that if they put myself or my family in danger, they will be dealt with expeditiously. You've been warned.
I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far right government in Israel burn in hell.
We are looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I killed a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews, everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel as accused of anti-Semitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
You know, one of the best musical projects to come out of the dissident music scene in the last several years is the new album called Universal Basic Awesome by Scott Armstrong. It's got a whole lot of songs on it that I love. A whole lot of teeth pushing back on the New World Order, including the single We Don't Need You No More. That one features John Bone and Rob Dew from InfoWars calling out the many pathetic musicians that sold their soul over to the COVID death shots. The hit single Unjected Gal, one of my favorites based on the unvaccinated dating app Unjected. It's a whole lot of fun. It'll definitely get stuck in your head. So make sure you check out all of the album that includes an unreleased bonus track, by the way, with the purchase of the album only at RebunkedRecords.com. That's RebunkedRecords.com. Scott also has an awesome music video for each one of the songs on his YouTube channel. Just search Rebunked Records. And let's continue to take back the culture by listening to truly independent music and sharing it far and wide. Go to RebunkedRecords.com today. Again, RebunkedRecords.com. So I'm sure by now many of you have heard my requests for your help, being the most important part of this Truth Army, helping to monetarily support us as sponsors have left us, or because of my convictions, we have parted ways with certain sponsors, sponsors that donate some cash for films to have their names attached to them or to this network so that we can advertise them in front of millions of people every single day. But because of our commitment to the truth, whether it's uncomfortable or not, we are going to tell it. And so that comes with a tremendous sacrifice monetarily to keep the network on the air and to keep us independent and to keep the films, the life-saving documentaries coming. We, of course, need funding, and that's why we're asking you for $9 a month. If you go over to StuPeters.com, there's a Stu Crew button right there. You click on that red button. It'll direct you to my locals page where you can sign up for $9 per month, $1 for your first month so that you can try it out, $90 for a full year. We'll give you 2 months off if you pay for the full year in advance. Now, as part of that, you receive benefits, of course. Early access to films, sneak peeks at teasers, behind-the-scenes content, my off-the-record segments where I talk more in detail about all of the things going on, from weaponized weather to alleged assassination attempts to, kinetic confrontation with Iran, the military-industrial complex, Israel, all of these things that are all hitting us all at one time. We don't have enough time in every single day's show to address those things, so I have an off-the-record segment. Plus giveaways, and this month our featured spotlighted sponsor, which we want to do because these sponsors have remained brave. They've remained courageous and they've remained committed to the truth, life-saving truth that we do here. And this month's spotlighted sponsor is Curable. Millions of Americans suffer from dry or red skin, aches and pains, muscle soreness, even melanoma. And that's why our friends at Curable will be our spotlight sponsor for October. Now, at the end of this month, Curable was going to give away an amazing spa collection package to one of our locals' subscription holders. The package will include a bundle of high-quality CBD-infused products that treat your body with the best American-grown CBD on the market today. As a matter of fact, the hemp fields are right up the road in the country, Hampton, Minnesota, from our studio. So if you sign up today and you're a subscription holder or one-time donation giver, actually, during the month of the giveaway, you'll be entered to win. And this month's gift is a basket filled with two spa bath bombs, two spa chapsticks, Epsom soaks, CBD, spa body lotion, hand creams, body creams, booty scrub. All you have to do is head over to curable.com. Again, that's curable.com. Go to stupeters.com, sign up, click on the Stu Crew button. We also offer a coupon code for locals when you're signing up. We'll give you your first month for only a dollar. When you hit that Stu Crew button, just use the promo code STUCREW1, and it will reduce your first month to $1. So please visit our amazing Spotlight Sponsors page at Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L to get some of the best CBD products available. And Curable is offering a special deal for all of our viewers, 20% off at checkout with the code STU20. So don't miss all this opportunity. Head on over to Locals by hitting the Stu Crew tab. You can find it at StuPeters.com or here on Rumble. Don't miss out on the amazing giveaways, the extra content, helping us stay online and delivering the truth that no one else will.